You're listening to Real Presence Live. Now, back to more inspirational and uplifting stories and a look at the extraordinary things happening in our local area. Heard right here on the RPR Network.
Can you hear me? Thank you for staying with us all this morning, Real Presence Radio Live listeners. We are so happy that you can join us on this beautiful Tuesday morning. Still in the season of Easter.
Still.
Kelly's still rejoicing.
Aren't you glad
he
it's
is
long?
Risen. I'm so happy. It's
Me
longer
too.
Than Lent. The
yeah,
church
amen.
Is so smart that way.
50 days.
Right? So nice. So keep celebrating. Keep rejoicing, dear listeners. We are rejoicing because we have two more lovely in-studio guests with us, Sister Mary Angela and Catherine Schneider. We were just discussing as you were away, Kelly, if we could handle two Schneiders on the show. As we're about
know.
To find out.
One of us
about
should be quiet. It should be me.
Trinity just had its nun run, dear listeners. We're going to talk about what that means. So Father Grant Dvorak, our chaplain, and some of the sisters from the Handmaids of the Heart of Jesus led some of our junior and senior girls on visits to various groups of religious sisters across the area. And Catherine was on that. Sister Mary Angela was on that. So we're so happy that you could join us after your trip. So let's start with you, Sister. Can you just tell us a little bit about yourself? For our listeners, I think this is your first time being on with us.
It is, and I'm grateful. So, my name is Sister Mary Angela, and I'm a sister with the Handmaids of the Heart of Jesus. I'm originally from North Dakota here. I'm from Napoleon. I entered the Handmaids about 8 years ago, so I've made my perpetual vows, which means I'm forever a bride of Christ. So that's a really beautiful gift. And I live here in Dickinson. I'm the local superior. There's five of us sisters that live here in a convent. And some of us help at Trinity High School. So one of our sisters teaches the sophomore religion class. And another sister, Sister Beata, who was also on the trip, she does campus ministry here at the high school. So, I'm kind of the stay-at-home mom of the sisters here. But I get to do fun things every once in a while like this.
Great analogy.
I love that. I love that. And so, Catherine, you were one of our students who got to go on the nun run. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself for our listeners?
Yeah, so I'm a senior here at Trinity. This is Kelly Schneider's my mom, so it's fun to be on here with her. I'm really grateful for that. Next year I'm going to be going to the University of Mary, where I'll study pre-dental, major biology, minor Catholic studies. So I'm really excited for that. Just kind of participate in a lot of the different things here at Trinity, and just really grateful for everything I've received here and grateful to be on here.
So. Awesome. And if for those of you that can't see, because we're on radio, not TV, Catherine's also in her track travel
yes.
gear, because she's a three-sport athlete, and the track team is heading out to Baker, Montana here this morning. So we're so happy that we could squeeze you in literally before you are running away. Between everything else that's going on here today. So, Sister, maybe you could, for our listeners, explain to them what is a nun run, because some of them might not have heard this before. Like, I know you personally do run as a nun, but that's not what we're talking about.
Right.
For our listeners, what is this thing that you guys
it's
just
It's a great
did?
Clarification, Amanda, because many people, when they hear that term, they think we're like running a marathon or raising money. And so, we didn't even do any running, Catherine, did we? I don't even know.
No, we were gonna, but just ran out of time.
We did play volleyball. That was fun. But a nun run, I guess, I don't even know where the term came from or when it began. It just seems to be a term that is used for this opportunity that young women can have to go and visit different religious communities. So you go visit nuns, which technically we visited a lot more sisters than we did nuns, but we respond to both terms. There is a technical difference there. Nuns are generally cloistered, so you often don't actually see them. They're the ones that give their life totally and are cloistered. And then sisters are those that are more active. So, just a really awesome opportunity for usually it's high school girls that are generally going, or college-age girls that are going on a nun run like this, where it's a just an initial encounter with different religious communities, getting to go visit them. Because we don't, religious life is a mystery, and we see marriage all over the place, right? But for young women to actually be able to see and taste and just tangibly experience the life of a religious sister and get to meet them even can really open their eyes to the reality of what it is. There's so many, you know, misconceptions and ideas of what religious life is, but then when you encounter it, it's a totally different thing. So
yeah, absolutely.
That word encounter that has come
through. Yeah, that's the theme of the day. The Holy Spirit always lays one out, and it's been there since the beginning. So encounter. More encountering. So on that, maybe, Catherine, you could talk a little bit about your experience. So this is the first time you've gone. So just for our listeners, like at Trinity, it's kind of been a off-again, on-again event, yes. depending on availability and schedule and the very busy spring schedule. So correct me if I'm wrong, but this would be your first time going,
yep,
Catherine, on a nun-run. So just tell us a little bit about, like, what maybe impelled you to sign up to go on this in the midst of your very busy spring schedule as a senior.
Yeah. So I kind of talked to Sister Mary Angela a lot and been like, okay, like, we got to do this. Like, you guys are here now. Like, I really want to go on this, and I think there's a lot of girls that would also enjoy it. And then it kind of just didn't really follow through last year. I mean, obviously, like, it was just not meant to happen last year.
Sure.
And then this year, Sister Beata was like, yeah, we're going to make this happen. And so I was like, great, sign me up. Like, I'm going to go. So it wasn't really, like, something that I was, like, had to make a hard decision about. It was just something that I always knew I wanted to do. And, yeah, I would say that that's just the main thing. And I think that I had good clarification around the fact that, like, it's like, just because you go doesn't mean it's like you're for sure gonna, like, enter, like, next year, but like, it's just good to go and see and just really grow in relationship with God too while you're there. So
and this was a trip, Sister Mary Angela, that was opened up to we started with seniors flowing down to juniors, right? It was you know, it was a volunteer basis. If you could maybe just speak a little bit to that, of like the intended audience, so to speak, for a trip like this.
Yeah, we did. We opened it up to seniors first, and then juniors. You know, there's just a great beauty in, as you grow and mature, you know, then you can make bigger decisions in your life, you know. And so in the discernment process, you know, Catherine just said, like, as you go, it's not like you're going to join or something like that. And that actually really came through in our conversations, like, with the girls. There was just such an, like, so many beautiful opportunities for them to ask questions because it was before their eyes, you know. And so because Sister Beata and I were accompanying them and were with them, Father Grant was too. But there's something about, you know, being on the inside and living religious life that I can answer the questions that they might have that, you know, a priest doesn't have that experience. And so it just was, yeah, just really good to talk with them and answer all their questions. And I'm sure it even, you know, prompted even more questions for them. But that we talked about this, all the stages of discernment, even entering is just one step. And that came out very much in our conversations, was like, oh my gosh, there's so many stages actually. Yes. And discernment, entering is just like, it's not, I'm going to be a sister forever. It's okay, the Lord is leading me here, and I have a lot of peace and freedom, and this community, this particular one, is attractive to me. I feel like I feel at home here, or I, you know, I can pray here. I have peace here. So I'm going to take this step, you know, and you're the sisters, there's a vocation director. There's all sorts of, you know, you're being walked with too. You're not on your own in making that decision and that step. So I think that was a really helpful thing, I think, for the girls to see that it's actually a beautiful thing, a joyful thing. And it's not like when I enter, it's a forever yes. You know, it's like I'm saying yes to God in this next step. And then we have to make acts before we can actually, you know, God works in the midst of us taking a step and then showing us and giving us clarity as to whether it's the right thing or not, you know. But I think that was really helpful for, you know, these juniors and seniors to kind of experience and see even sisters in the different stages, you know. They got to see sisters who had just entered postulants, one of our own, Morgan Ailis. It was fun for them to see her at the Handmaids of the Heart of Jesus Mother House, and then see sisters in novices, which is the second and third year, and then to see sisters that have professed their first vows and then perpetual vows. So, you know, it's an eight-year process before one actually does make that final perpetual commitment to belong totally to the Lord.
Yeah, as you said, Catherine, you don't, just because you go doesn't mean it's like just a, You're opening your eyes.
Yeah.
You're opening up your eyes to how big the church is.
Yes. Yeah. And the beauty of that, you know, for if any of you have ever like visited different religious communities or gone to the vocations jamboree, or you just see, you know, the beauty of the variety of vocations, just even within the consecrated religious life,
yes.
and like how all these sisters are living out, you know, the evangelical counsels of poverty, chastity, and obedience in so many different ways, and all beautiful. You know, that it's just amazing, you know, of, and maybe we can get into a little bit about how you saw that on your trip, but what were some of the places that you went?
Yeah, okay, so the first day we started here in Dickinson, we did Mass with the sisters and Father Grant, and then we left, and we got to New Ulm, and we... It was really enjoyable going there to just see, like, the handmaids and where it all started, kind of. And 'cause you know so much about their life here, but you don't necessarily know what it's like there. So it was fun to stay there. And then we woke up Friday morning and had Mass with them and breakfast, got on the road, and went
Wait,
to St.
Catherine,
Paul.
You got to back up. What did we do for... What did we do for recreation with the handmaids at the mother house?
So
Thursday night
when we got there, we had dinner, and then it was kind of the long-awaited like recreation time to see like, okay, how competitive are these sisters? And so they had a volleyball net set up, and many of us did play volleyball, so it was really fun. And Sister Mary Angela's like, this is great because, you know, like, you guys play volleyball, you guys know how it is. And then it was just like fun to just play with them. And it wasn't necessarily like,
so you got into a very competitive game with the handmaids is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, they're very competitive. It's fun. It's great. Love that aspect.
We got to pause you at competitiveness and take a break. Listeners, you're on the edge of your seats. We know because you want to hear about, you want to hear about the volleyball game, but you also want to hear about the rest of the nun run. Yeah. So we're going to take just a brief break here on Real Presence Radio, and we're going to be back in just a few minutes. Stay with us.
This is Real Presence Live, where the focus is not on the evil around us, but on conversion and mercy through the good news that is always good. We're local, engaging, and live on the Real Presence Radio Network.
This is Father Anthony Craig from the Diocese of Duluth. Being a priest is a great joy in my life, and I love especially the celebration of Holy Mass, where it is the sacrifice of Jesus once again displayed before us, that we are informed by it, and it changes our life. Over time, the grace of the Lord actually gives us joy. And as a priest, to celebrate that sacrament, the sacrament of the Eucharist, for people, and to bring God from the altar down to others and to give them the Eucharist is a great joy in my life. And as I distribute communion, I ask the Lord to bless each of the people that come up to receive the host. And I thank God for the great gift of the priesthood, which gradually came to me. It was not all at once, but over time I realized that the Lord was giving me the desire and ability to be a priest and to be a man in Christ, a man of the church, and a man for others. And he eventually showed me that that was the true joy, that where my deep gladness met the world's great need. And that is the essence of a vocation.
This is Lavinia Spirito for Catholic Way Bible Study. Psalm 95 warns us, if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. The Lord is always guiding us and speaking to us through Holy Scripture, through the sacramental life of the church, and through prayer. If we will only listen. The more you listen, the more you will hear him. The less you listen, the less you will hear him. Let us not harden our hearts against the voice of Jesus, even when his words do not line up with popular culture or may drive a wedge between us and society. Let us not harden our hearts against the voice of Jesus, even when his words challenge our preconceived notions and expectations. Let us not harden our hearts against the voice of Jesus, even when they call us so far out of our comfort zone that it feels like we're in another country. He is Lord, and he will guide us if we just listen. If today you hear his voice, harden not your heart. What is the Lord telling you today?
Catholic Way Bible Study. Peace, power, purpose. Find out more at cwbs.org.
You're listening to Real Presence Live. Now, back to more inspirational and uplifting stories and a look at the extraordinary things happening in our local area. Heard right here on the RPR Network.
Thank you for staying with us. Real Presence Radio Live listeners. We are coming to you from the Fisher Commons in Trinity Junior High and High School, Dickinson, North Dakota. We are continuing to be joined by Sister Mary Angela and Catherine Snyder, and we'll be right before the break. We were talking about the riveting game of volleyball that happened with the students when they were in New Ulm at the Mother House for the Handmaids of the Heart of Jesus. So after you recovered from your volleyball game on Thursday night, what other communities did you visit over the next couple of days?
Yeah, so we went to St. Paul, and we got to visit the Little Sisters of the Poor, which was really, very eye-opening to see the need of taking care of elderly in their last final stages before death. So that was really, really fun. We got to see, we got to meet some of the residents. A 96-year-old lady named Mary, she played the piano for us very beautifully. It was great.
Wow.
It was such a gift to see her play, and it was really fun. And got to meet a few residents that was really touching. And then after that, we went to visit the Missionaries of Charity, which we had holy hour with them. Mm-hmm. So that was really, really fun. Good to see kind of their life and just the radical poverty that they live too. You know, it's very, very radical, and got to visit with them a little bit about their adventures and just kind of where they go. And it's like, wow, you know, it's like they're not really in a place for super long, and then they get up and leave and just go where they're needed.
Wow.
And, yeah. It's a very, you know, it's a special grace to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. And then got to visit the Dominicans, which that was really interesting, the Nashville Dominicans, a growing order. We went to their convent in Stillwater. So that was really interesting. Got to say evening prayer with them and then have supper and just kind of hear about their life, hear about the order, kind of what they're all about. So that was really good, really enlightening. And just the ways that they teach too, like they're teachers, so that's their main mission. And so, you know, it's really interesting too, because we got there just as one of the sisters was coming home from her school, and so it was like, wow, this is like a family. Like, mom's coming home from school, and like sisters are like getting dinner ready. It was really, really great to be immersed in that community. And then we said night prayer with them and went back to St. Paul, where we stayed the night with the Handmaids, which was a really big gift, and got to be there with them. And then the next day, we got up and went to see the Carmelites. So that's a very, like, a cloistered. Again, they live very radically. Like, you can't see them. You know, we got to do Mass with them, but we didn't get to see them. Like, you could hear them, but you couldn't see them. And then we got to talk to them through, like, a turn, which is, like, they can set stuff on it and, like, turn it so that you can receive stuff. But, like, she can't give us her name. But very, very joyful. It was really, like, eye-opening for me to understand that, like, someone who doesn't see, like, an ordinary person can just be, like, very joyful and just excited to talk to us, but couldn't talk for very long, so we just learned about their life a little bit. And it was, I think that one was the one that most kind of caught girls off guard of, like, wow, this is, like, someone, like, this is not natural. Like, it's a very supernatural gift, so, yeah. Then we got to spend more time with the Handmaids, which was really, really special. So got to have dinner with them and play games again. You know, recreation is very important to them.
Leisure.
Yes.
Holy leisure.
I love that.
Which is so helpful, because when I was in high school, I thought being a sister would be boring and lonely. It's not boring.
It was not boring ever. There was never a dull moment.
At some point, Father Grant and the girls in the car, they're like, my cheeks hurt so bad.
It was.
I've been
like,
smiling and laughing so much.
It's hard to be this joyful.
That was very evident. There was so much joy. The girls kept saying, everyone's so happy.
Yes, and it was really cool, too. I mean, I told this to my parents when I got home, but it was really fun to see. Like, so there's, like, Sister Mary Angela and Father Grant. We got out of a car, and, like, there's, like, five little girls, like, they're minions, just kind of following them around and just going through the streets and seeing people's reactions. It's, like, it's really special. Like, it's fun, you know? You're just traveling. You feel so safe, and it's, like, you're just doing your thing, and it's great. So, yeah.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. And Sister Mary Angela, is this the first of these sorts of trips that you've been on or helped with, or have you done something like this before?
I've done something like it before. When I lived in New Ulm at the Mother House, we took girls from there. We called it a mission trip because we were incognito taking them on nun runs.
I love it.
we'd go and stay with sisters and see them and things. But there was something really special about this one because I know some of these girls a little bit more personally. And so, but then even the quality time that we had in the car, you know, an 8-hour drive down and then an 8-hour drive back and in between. And so it was really special just to grow in deeper relationship with them and to have them ask questions. And it was a really beautiful gift. And to see them experience the communities and their reactions to the communities. And then, we were just really, after the Carmelite community, you know, we got back in the car and they're like, "Sister, I have so many questions." I'm like, "I don't know if I can answer them all because I don't live Carmelite, you know." To be able to talk about what Catherine was just hinting on is that it is a supernatural call. Like, religious life is a supernatural vocation. And so not everyone's called to it. But I think what's so beautiful about this trip is these young women, some of them might be called, some of them might not be. But you said, it opened their eyes to the bigger picture of who the church is. 'Cause as religious, we live in imitation of Mary, and we are the bride of Christ, as all people are. You know, we all are the bride of Christ, but we as sisters are called and set apart to be a particular witness of what it means to be the bride and what it will mean, what we'll all live in heaven. So we have this great privilege of living heaven on earth. And I was explaining that to the girls on the way down. I had encouraged them to set their phones aside for the weekend and just let it be a time set apart where they could just really enter in and be present to one another. And I think that's what really added to the joy, was kind of just setting aside those distractions and really being present. And I said, every day I get to like experience heaven on earth. Like, that's what I'm called to live. And that's why I said, you're going to experience a lot of sisters that are very joyful. And that's why they're joyful, is because they spend time with Jesus and they know, they're just freed of all the distractions. I mean, we still have distractions. We're still human beings. And I think that also came through too, as they spent more time with us. It's like, we're not just these like women on pedestals that don't make mistakes, but we are human beings and we're all on the way. And something Catherine mentioned several times on the trip was like, "Oh, you guys, you're just family. Like, it's such a family." And I think that's such a beautiful thing to witness too, is like when you see sisters actually living their life and experience them living their life and you get a little taste of it, you see, wow, like actually they're living family life. Like, we were doing dishes together and it was so joyful. Catherine was drawing, you know, and the sisters are just interacting normally and making jokes. And it's clear that the sisters actually really do know each other and love each other deeply. And that's something that struck me when I first visited religious sisters, was like, I was so afraid to give up family life, to give up what I thought was like, what would make me happy. And wow, I am so grateful that the Lord led me and that I listened and that I did visit sisters, because that really helped break down some of those fears of it's going to be lonely, it's going to be boring. And I really did experience the family life of sisters when I spent some time with them. So,
So beautiful.
Really beautiful.
So beautiful. So we'll talk after the break about how I'm going to come with you next year, because I'm feeling really jealous of that. This sounds so super awesome. But at this time, Aaron, back in Fargo, how are things on this beautiful Tuesday morning?
Things are going great. How's the show going down there?
It's been great. We've had all in-studio guests, which has been just beautiful, and talking so much about Encounter. So much about encountering the Lord and each other, and it's just great.
Yeah, it's been
so
a wonderful show. Hopefully you're not too sore after all of the excitement of the nuns, by the way. That sounded very fun.
Very fun, yeah. Don't you want to go play volleyball with the sisters? I do.
Sounds,
I mean, I
like
want to watch
because
they make it hurt. It does. What do we have coming up next on Real Presence Live?
All right, on the next Real Presence Live, that will be tomorrow morning from 9 to 11. It will be hosted by Jack and Doreen Kennelly, live from here out of Fargo. Guests will include Mary Hambry, who will give us a shrine tour of various Catholic shrines across the Upper Midwest that you and your family can visit. So that'll be wonderful for planning any fun summer getaways. And Asher and Michaela Mercerue from Focus Missionaries will share their journeys from Protestantism and Mormonism, respectively, and how they became Catholic missionaries. So all this and more will be on the next Real Presence Live again tomorrow morning from 9 to 11. So tune in for another exciting show.
That sounds great.
That's another packed one.
Very packed.
Absolutely.
Wonderful guests. Yeah. Here's just a little side note, trivia tidbit. So Doreen Kennelly and I used to work together when she and I taught at Fargo Shanley School.
That's a fun fact.
Now JP2. So, yes, so shout out to Doreen. Sister and Catherine, any final thoughts as we wrap up our time with you this morning about the nun run that you just were all on?
As true teachers, we both want to take away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Biggest takeaway. That's a popular teacher question.
Yeah. I know you guys mentioned a lot, like, opening your eyes, but I would say for me, it was more of, like, an opening my heart, because mm-hmm. I think, you know, when you're young and you're in high school, you see, like, religious life, and you're like, wow, like, that's great. But then you go on something like this, and you get to experience the joy and the peace, and it's more of, like, opening your heart to the Lord and being like, okay, like, I'm here, and, like, I just want to pray and, like, see where this leads me, kind of, you know, and... Mm-hmm. Really be open to it, but I think the biggest takeaway for me is I feel a lot of peace and joy, and even as I returned, like, that's kind of how I feel now. And this week has been a real, like, just coming back to school, I've just felt very peaceful, even though it's like a stressful time of year.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
great way to wrap up your senior
year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. I don't know. It just joy. It was just so joyful. It was so joyful. And it was so, it was just such a gift to bring these girls into that joy, you know?
That's beautiful.
Just so much gratitude and joy amongst us all.
That's great. Listeners, thank you for being with us. We hope that your day is filled with joy.
Amen.
As you go out into your Tuesday, and please continue to hold that joy in your heart. We're going to pray for you. Please pray for us.
This has been Real Presence Live on the Real Presence Radio Network. Real Presence Live brings you inspirational stories of faith and a look at the good and holy things happening in our local area. Weekday mornings from 9 to 11 Central. Tune in for an encore of each show beginning Saturday morning at 6. Get the podcast any time of day or night at yourcatholicradiostation.com or on the Real Presence Radio app. And remember, you can be a part of the conversation through Facebook and Twitter. Real Presence Live, local, engaging, and live on the Real Presence Radio Network.